convene the Public Safety Subcommittee. As an alum, I'm pleased to be back to this committee. Served with distinction with Representative Hansen just 2 years ago. Extraordinary work. Before us today is a work session on House Bill 3644. And we'll open up that work session. Recognize Mr. Nicewender.
Yes. Thank you, Committee Chair, committee members. House Bill 3644, I've placed before you a copy of the bill as well as a fiscal impact statement. This bill was introduced in full committee last week, Raising Means. What the bill does is it continues the legislative salaries at their current level, $1,283 per month, through the biennium of 2003-2005. At the time the bill was introduced in full committee, there was a request made by several committee members that at the time the bill was in subcommittee that there be a discussion of how this level of compensation compares to others, the minimum wage, congressional members, the home health care workers contract that was recently settled. And so in your packet, the last page, there is a table which does show you the comparative salary levels of the legislative members at the freeze level in comparison to the congressional members, minimum wage, and home health care workers. I just grabbed this information for purposes of giving that to you. You can see that the minimum wage is at $6.90, and if you take the hourly equivalent of the monthly pay for legislative members, it is slightly above the minimum wage.
So, fabulous.
The bill in its yes.
Senator Devlin.
The minimum wage is adjusted annually based on the cost of living index, correct? Is there any chance in the biennium that we may get the state in trouble by going under?
Not that I'm aware of, but
if we're executive.
What, how do you mean that? Maybe in terms of our pay or the whole situation.
I think you're okay because you're not paid hourly. You're on a monthly salary.
But,
The bill in its original form would simply carry out the freeze for the biennium, which is currently in effect. There is, I placed before you a copy of the -1 amendments. In this same section of the statute, the law provides that members, when they're in session, are entitled to receive a per diem allowance, and that allowance is about $85 a day. The -1 amendments placed before you would suspend that payment of per diem allowance effective Saturday, July 26th, until the end of this 72nd regular session. $85 a day roughly translates into about $7,650 per day for the entire assembly and about $55,000 a week. So that's what the fiscal outcome of that would be.
All right. We have before us House Bill 3644. I would move the -1 amendments to House Bill 3644. There discussion?
Representative Hansen. I feel a little uncomfortable voting for these until I've had an opportunity to talk to other members and see what type of discomfort it would cause for general. I'm comfortable with it. I will do anything in my power to get us out of here before that. But
as in response to that, I can say that the co-chair and the vice chair and I discussed this. I think it's fair to represent that they were comfortable. I'm advised by the speaker, who also is aware of this, that the Senate president is informed of it. I don't know if he... I wouldn't want to suggest that he's come to say this was a great idea and ought to be supported. I don't know. My sense, and I share what I think yours is, Representative Hansen, that this will help us in making some progress with the decisions that we need to come to grips with. It is actually true that if we were able to come to some decisions in a week or so, we might be able to get out of here before this. So it isn't, I'm not penalizing anybody with this ending of the per diem. If in fact, if it looked like we were absolutely at an impasse. We can always revisit this subject, but I also don't want to treat it that cavalierly. I think it's important to tell people it's time to go. So, this is going to be in full today?
Correct, at 4 o'clock.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So that's... we'll see how we're...
Well, if we want the rest of the discussion.
Okay, Representative Butler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, I recommended this very maneuver 2 sessions ago as perhaps a method to get us out of here before the 24th of July, and we didn't get out of here until the 24th of July. I think the 26th of July is very magnanimous to cut off. And speaking on behalf of those members who travel the very, very furthest in the legislative process to the state capitol, that member, and his family, I would just express to you that while the loss of a per diem will certainly affect the way that this particular member shells out his shekels on a daily basis for this, that, or the other kind of thing, it does seem to get us to the point where we recognize that we're not doing the people's business. We're doing our own business after a certain period of time, and I would just recommend that that we need to be cautious about doing our own business. And I believe that the per diem is a generous allowance for us, and more than generous for those who may live less than 50 or 75 miles away, I strongly believe and feel to urge us that this is an appropriate thing for us to do, to recognize that there is a way to get out of here, and recommend that this would do it.
Thank you. Further discussion of the amendment?
Just one more comment.
That's a nice one.
The bill is being pushed through this subcommittee today to a full committee in hopes that it will stay on the same track as a continuing resolution, because both of these would rely on passage prior to June 30th in order for them to be in effect on July 1st.
All right. If there's is there objection to the amendment? Okay. The amendment is agreed to. House Bill 3644, as amended, is before the committee. Is there a motion?
Mr. Chair, I would just ask one question, or make the motion that we move it to the full with a due pass recommendation, but I do have one question.
Thank you. Representative Butler moves House Bill 3644 as amended to the full committee, due pass recommendation. Discussion, Representative Butler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I apologize for arriving late.
And for a lot of other things.
Yes. The concern that I have is that the salary range, which goes into effect for 2003-2005, under this proposal, is there any rollback on that when times get good again? Or do we have to come back in and vote ourselves a salary increase?
Chair and committee members, this is a suspension of the statute, the formula that would be back in place for the next biennium. So it suspends it for the 2003-2005 biennium.
Okay.
It would automatically go back to the salary schedule, which is the greater of one step below the top range of step one or 17% of the circuit court judge salary.
Fine. Thank you very much.
So that answer was that it's good for 03-05 unless we made some change on the good times roll in the second half of the biennium.
If you wish to revisit this and change it, you can.
Senator Devlin.
And just to remind everyone that we have obviously passed out numerous budgets already with salary increases for employees in those budgets for the entire biennium.
Thank you for that gentle reminder, Senator. Representative Hansen.
Well, I'd like thank Larry for giving us this salary comparison information. I think that's very helpful, that it does appear that there's a pattern that these things are set based on merit.
All right, if there's no further discussion, is there any objection to passing House Bill 3644 for the full committee due pass recommendation? Hearing and seeing none, the motion is agreed to. Is there any further business to come before the subcommittee?
Not today. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Nice to be with you all. We are adjourned.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be exciting.
Oh, yeah.